Welcome our online and Roku students. And since our apostle have already prayed and we're operating from his anointing, up under his covering, we want to go right into class tonight. Want to mention to you that many of you did well on your exams. We had 111 A's and 50 of them was perfect. So y'all did well. Okay. I only had one F. I don't know why that is. I shouldn't say that. I do know why that is. You got to apply yourself. Amen. Okay. Let us get into what another master class we had, right? Now, follow instructions. You know, this information is available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And hopefully I'll get into this tonight. There's something you have to do in the natural in order to get to the supernatural. You know, we talk about the supernatural. And let's just, you know, look at some of the things we went over before we took the break. I should say before Thanksgiving. It says that we have established this truth, that the Holy Spirit is the only one that can escort us into the spirit realm or into the supernatural. You know, that's why our apostle is causing everyone around him, everyone who is connected to him. And if you're in this school of ministry, be it known unto you, that is what you are pushing for, that connection. To pray in the Spirit, pray in the Holy Ghost. Because one of the statements that apostle made, he said, the fastest way. Now, y'all know in the natural, it say the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. You know, if you zigzag and somebody runs straight, they're going to beat you down there. Y'all understand that? So in the realm of the spirit, the shortest distance from the natural to the supernatural is to pray in tongues. So I want each of you to develop your prayer life. Amen. I'm talking about develop your prayer life. You know, praying is not an option anymore. Jesus said men ought to always pray and not to faint. So one of the signs that you're fainting is you're not praying. Amen. I mean, prayer is the gateway to the supernatural. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul said, I will pray with my spirit and I will pray with my understanding also. Right? I will pray with my understanding, meaning I will pray in the natural. With words, English words, if you're English speaking, Spanish, if you're Spanish speaking, I will pray in my known language. But in order for me to access what God really wants me to access, I got to move from the natural to the supernatural. I got to begin to pray in that language that is not known to me, but given to me by the Holy Spirit so that I could communicate with God spirit to spirit. All right? I said, all right? Okay, so the Holy Spirit is the only one that can escort us into the spirit world or the supernatural. That's why Jesus spent so much time emphasizing to the apostles that he chose. He said, now look, I'm about to leave y'all, but I'm going to come back. Right now, I'm Emmanuel, God with you. But when I come back, I'm going to be Holy Spirit, God in you. Y'all see that? See, Jesus came, and I told you he's here today. Problem is, the church still looking for him. But he's here. I'm not talking about the second coming of Christ. I'm talking about when he said, I won't leave you orphaned. I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to come and take up residence in you. I'm going to live in you. As a matter of fact, here's something we have to really, we're talking about moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Most people want the gifts, but they don't want intimacy with the one who give the gifts. You know, it's kind of like a woman. Oh, Jesus, shall I go here? They want to get married, but they won't prepare themselves for it. I mean, a man want a clean house. Oh, Jesus. Lord, how'd that fit to the super? How'd that fit in the supernatural? Hell, I ain't domestically inclined. Oh, Jesus. Well, until the Lord bring you to where you can get a maid, you better be domestically inclined if you want to keep that man around. All right, come on. I'm talking about the supernatural. Now, you know, you went through the scriptures. Read St. John 14, 16 through 18. St. John 14, 25 through 26. The Holy Spirit is a guide. In the Bible, he's called the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality. He's the Spirit of wisdom. He's the Spirit of illumination. You know, now we came from God, so we are spirit beings. Our natural habitat is the supernatural. Y'all heard what I said? Our natural habitat. We came from God. God is a spirit. We are a spirit. Now, apart from the Holy Spirit, we cannot access living in that natural habitat as we should. All right. Y'all remember last class I told you I was going to tell you the secret of the apostle. Y'all remember that? Which is the same secret that Apostle Paul had. Y'all remember that? Okay, so that's where I'm going to pick up at, because I want you to understand that. Now watch this. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal and make known unto us the things that God hath prepared for us and the things that he freely gives unto us. Now I want you to pay attention. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We don't have time to read all of this, but we want to read the 9th through the 14th verse. Come on, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the 9th through the 14th verse.
As it is written.
Now, this is the secret. This is the secret. Paul said, I pray in tongues more than all of you. We learned tonight from the apostle that you cannot even operate in faith unless you have revelation knowledge. Knowledge. Revelation knowledge is knowledge that didn't come from a book. It didn't come from parents. I'm talking about a supernatural knowledge that can only come from the Holy Spirit himself. Come on now. This is important. I'm talking about living in a realm that you have access to because you have the person who know all things. Are you with me? So it says, I had not seen,
nor ear heard,
neither have ear heard,
neither have entered into the heart of man,
neither have it entered into the heart of man,
the things which God had prepared
for them that love him.
But God had revealed them unto us.
Now notice, God prepared some stuff for me. God prepared some stuff for you. You cannot access it except it be revealed unto you by his spirit. That's revelation knowledge. See, he's the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Ephesians 1, 16. I'm going to come back there. Ephesians 1, 16. Come on, real quick. See, one of the purposes of that Bible is, that's okay. Paul said, I cease not to give thanks for you. Notice what he said, making mention of you in my prayers.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the Father of glory.
Now notice this. This is my prayer. Paul said, I got this by revelation. This is my prayer for you. What I'm walking in, this apostolic call upon my life, didn't come because a man put his hands on me. Because the things that I've learned, the things that have been imparted unto me, did not come from a man. I didn't learn it from a man, and I didn't go to a man to search it out. It came to me by revelation. That's in Galatians. Hopefully we'll get that. Now notice what he say. I pray for all of you that God may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. And you can put it this way, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes. Now, the Amplified translation say the eyes of your spiritual understanding, because we talking about switching gears here. We talking about switching gears. One of the things that Jesus, what we know was God in the flesh, but he didn't operate in the earth realm as God in the flesh. He operated as a man anointed by God, the Holy Spirit. So he had to depend upon the Holy Spirit to escort him into the supernatural so he can function as a man anointed by God. So we couldn't have an excuse. Because if the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in me, lives in you, dwell in us, our mortal bodies could be quickened, could be made alive. Why does your mortal body need to be made alive? Because you was dead.
Yeah.
Now you need to be made alive unto God.
Yes, sir.
Instead of using your body as an instrument of unrighteousness, because of that quickening spirit, you can use your body as an instrument of righteousness. Put it another way. You've been born again on the inside. Now you need to put the new man on the outside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You need to put the resurrected man that's on the inside on the outside, because you need this outside to be dead. See, you cannot function in the supernatural till you died in the natural. Y'all with me? Okay, read what it says.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
that he may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation
and the knowledge of him.
Right.
The eyes of
your spiritual understanding
being enlightened.
Being enlightened. All right, watch this. That you may know. That you may know. See, the word know, K-N-O-W, is a revelatory word. It means something has to be revealed to you. Now, I don't have time to go to all these scriptures. You remember Peter? When Jesus said, who do people say I am? And Peter said, I know. I got it. Now, notice what Peter said. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, notice what Jesus said. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. Y'all, but listen to me up here. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the supernatural. Flesh and blood. We always talk about flesh and blood can't inherit heaven. So that's why people are heaven-minded. No, flesh and blood cannot inherit the supernatural. Because you got to get out of flesh and blood. And you got to get out of your natural and cross into the supernatural. That's where praying in the spirit comes in. Because in Ephesians 3, come on, we're going to leave Ephesians 1. Ephesians 3, Paul said, I believe it's around the 14th verse. Paul said that for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father
of our Lord Jesus Christ,
of whom the whole family in heaven and in the earth is named. Watch this. That he would grant you,
according to the riches of his glory,
to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. The one that's been born from above. That one that have eternal life residing on the inside of it right now. Eternal life does not begin when we get to heaven. We have eternal life right now. So we need to live like it.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to live eternally one day. We are eternal beings. We have eternal spirits. And we have eternal life because we are connected with the Prince of Life. So we need to be strengthened with might. Holy Ghost might. That's the only way you can withstand this supernatural warfare that we're in. Apostle was sharing with us, see, the enemy want to keep us locked in the natural. Because that's the realm that he operates from. Did y'all hear that? He is a spirit being, but he can only trip you up when he make you get to the natural. Put it another way. When you put down your navigation system and do like most men do when you're on the road. All right, that's okay. I'm going to go over here, talk to the chairs. Because you see, this is what happens. When you're on that road trip, you know, you get the map, right? They go to MapQuest, they map everything out. Us, we go by what we think. So here we are going down the highway, right? And the wife say, that's the exit. Girl, you don't know what you're talking about. It don't look like it. Let's go. Keep going. And Lord, you go 40 miles out the way. Now I want you to know that's 80 miles of hell coming your way. Because they're going to talk to you because you went the wrong way. Isn't that right? And they're going to let you know. I told you that was the exit right there. But you wanted to use your natural. That's the same way it is in the supernatural. The Holy Spirit is the lead. The Holy Spirit is the guide. Satan knows that. So he gets you from following the dictates, the promptings, the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. See, you got to learn how to follow your escort. He know where he going. He know all things. He've already searched out all things, so he knows exactly where he's going. Because he searched all things, yes, the deep things of God, and make them known unto us. See, he wants everything that seems to be a mystery in our lives to cease to be a mystery. Because secrets and mysteries, God say, are made to be revealed to his children. God talks in Morris code. That's why you can have a bunch of people listening to one man preach a sermon and they're hearing everything you're hearing, but they're not moving. Why? They haven't transitioned. They haven't moved from the natural to the supernatural. They have information without revelation. You don't live by the logos. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. The word word is the Greek word rhema, that which is quickened, that which is made alive. Listen, anything that's quickened and anything that is made alive is a product of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in St. John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Put it another way, they are supernatural. And they bypass reasoning faculties. See, when you follow the Holy Ghost, baby, you got to get your mind out the way. Oh, goodness. Now, y'all with me? Got a few minutes. So one of those secrets that Paul was talking about, see, this being strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man, that comes through praying in the spirit. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:26, we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself, because the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. He knows the will of God. He knows the purpose of God. He knows the plans that God has for you. He knows exactly what God wants you to do. When you access him, the Bible says, as you start praying in the Holy Ghost, you'll begin to groan. You begin to pray deep prayers out of your spirit. I'm talking about, it'll rise up. Now, if you have never prayed in the spirit to where that deep groaning came up on you, and watch this, for lack of better terms in the natural, you say you get the release. You know what the release is? You were praying about something. You got a good hold of it. Then all of a sudden, it's like you don't even have to pray no more. If you haven't gotten there, that's you need to start practicing. Praying in the spirit. We'll get back with you next time. That's it.